I'd like to call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Please silence all cell phones. The time is 1:38 p.m. on Thursday, February 15th, 2024. Today I'm joined by Co-Chair Hoffman. Co-Chair Stedman is out away on state business. We have Senator Bishop is here. Senator Wilson will be by shortly. He's away on temporarily on our state business. Senator Keel is here, and Senator Kelly Merrick is online. We have three bills on our agenda today: Senate Bill 56 by Senator Dunbar, Senate Bill 141 by Senator Hoffman, Senate Bill 24 by Senator Greg Jackson. The Performance Scholarship, Senate Bill 56 by Forrest Dunbar. We heard testimony. We heard the bill initially on January 30th, took public testimony. We requested amendments from the committee members and did not receive any. Senator Bud Dunbar, would you mind coming on up and comment on the bill?
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Chair Olson, apologies.
You're a bad guy. You want to introduce your aide as well?
Yes, Senator Dunbar, and this is my aide, James Holzenberg. We also have another invited testimony here from the Higher Education Organization, if we need commentary there as well. I'll just say briefly, thank you so much for hearing this bill. This bill would do three primary things. It would change some of the qualifications to receive the performance scholarship, including expanding for more career and technical education. It would move forward the notification deadline so that we can let students know earlier if they're going to receive the scholarship. And then it crucially increases funding to adjust for inflation for students that are receiving the scholarship. And I'll just say, just one note that I learned actually since the last hearing. We had testimony during Food Security Week that 43% of UAA students are food insecure. And we know that some of them receive this scholarship. And so this would also help promote food security for some of our students. So I want to say thank you again for hearing the bill, and we're happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of the bill sponsored by members of the committee? Mr. Holzenberg, do you want to say something in addition to what your the sponsor of the bill just said in relation to the bill? I'm assuming you're a student, or at least one time was a student. So how would it affect you, and would you have done things differently if you had the chance?
I was never excuse me. For the record, my name is James Holzenberg, staff to Senator Dunbar, to Co-Chair Wilson. I myself was never a recipient of the APS scholarship, but I do have peers that received it, and I know for a fact that it did affect their ability to, stay in Alaska and live and work here and learn here. So,
sure,
I think there's a lot there.
So, since you're here as the state employee, I'm assuming, is it too little, too late? Because otherwise, you'd have gone to higher levels, or what? We have any questions of Mr. Holzenberg by members of the committee, or his? If not, we'll have Santa Eifert come on up and please give your presentation, Ms. Eifert. Identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your testimony.
Good afternoon, Chair Olson and members of the committee. I don't have a presentation. I am here to answer questions, to provide any other support or information that the committee might need in order to move this bill. The Commission on Postsecondary Education has put forward, I think it was last year, but they passed a resolution, the entire 14-member commission, in support of this bill. So I just sit here today with the committee to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions of members of the committee from Ms. Eifert? Ms. Eifert, one of the questions I have for you is that, as you look at this bill, do we have it so that it's tailor-made to help some of those people that are disinclined to go on to post-secondary education?
Chair Olson, that is our intention through this bill. The original purpose of the Alaska Performance Scholarship Program was to encourage and promote our Alaska students into a post-secondary pathway from high school. And so we feel very strongly that the changes and improvement in the program after reviewing and looking at it over a 12-year period will certainly make a difference, remove some of the barriers that have been there for our students, and open it up to more students to use, and therefore with the ultimate goal being have them complete, retain them in our state, and then for them to be in our workforce and to be productive citizens and enjoy their lives with their families here in Alaska.
For sure. If there's no further questions from members of the committee, to Ms. Seaford, do we have any more discussion between us? Not. Senator Keel.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee report CS or SB 56 Education, Work Order 33LS0350/S, as in Savunga, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
There's no, without objection, we have moved Senate Bill 56 from committee. Take an adies while we sign the report. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Next bill up is Senate Bill 141, the Raymond and Nestor Conquest Bridge by Senator Hoffman. We first heard this bill on February 7th to public testimony. We requested amendments from the committee members and did not receive any. If your trustee aide wants to come on up here, identify yourself for the record since your boss doesn't have any opening comments. Go ahead and carry it away.
For the record, this is Sam Greeley, staff to Senator Hoffman. I don't have anything else to add. I just wanted to thank Chair Olson and the Senate Finance Committee for hearing the bill.
Any other questions by members of the committee for Mr. Greeley or the bill sponsor? Any closing comments, Senator Hoffman?
No.
Okay. Ready for a motion, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 141, Transportation Work Order 33-LS07117-B from committee with individual recommendations attach fiscal notes to the next committee of referral.
Is there any objection? If there's no objection, this bill passes out of committee. Without objection, Senate Bill 141 moves to the next committee. We'll take an adies to sign the... We'll call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Next bill up is Senate Bill 24, the Mental Health Education Bill by Senator Greg Jackson. We first heard this bill on February 7th and took public testimony. We have a committee substitute that's before us. Senator Keel, do we have a motion for it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 24 Finance, version 33LS0232/S, as in sleep mute, adopt as our working document.
I'll go ahead and object for discussion. We'll have Mr. Alpers come on up and explain to us the changes in the committee substitute. Mr. Alpers, please identify yourself for the record and go ahead and tell us what the changes are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Ken Alper, staff to yourself and the Finance Committee. I'm honored to be sitting here between these two fine women. The only change in the committee substitute before you is a change to the effective date. As presented to the committee, it would have started July 1st of 2023. It is now intended to start July 1st, 2024. I'd also bring to the committee's attention there will be a forthcoming change to the fiscal note to reflect that, and also to clarify that the funding source for the cost is in curriculum development, a one-year cost, will be general fund mental health, not unrestricted general funds, and that should be coming within an hour or so.
Okay. Any further objection to this committee substitute? If not, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the committee substitute. The only changes I said, like Mr. Alper said, was the effective date being changed. Senator Greg Jackson, would you like to comment on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members, for hearing the bill again and moving it forward. I am just really pleased that I was able to bring forward this bill again. And I'm pleased that we also got a letter of support from the Anchorage School District board members and also the superintendent for the Anchorage School District. We also have coming eventually a resolution from the Anchorage Assembly supporting this bill. But Mr. Chairman and committee members, we had an education committee meeting the other day, and there were students from all over the state testifying on the BSA, but there were a group of students from SICNA, and there were four of them, and most of their testimony was on mental health issues that their experience and also some of their other students. And one student that really stood out to me, Mr. Chairman, her name was Gwyneth Elgeson, and she's a sophomore at Betty Davis Anchorage High School. And her testimony was so compelling and heartbreaking that I asked her if she would put it in writing. And her letter is included in your documents. And in one sentence that I'm going to read from her letter is, "I have friends that struggle to fix or manage their mental well-being on their own." So, Mr. Chairman and committee members, I'm really happy to see this bill move forward. And I'm hopeful that when it gets to the House, it'll move quickly, so that we can help our students who are suffering with mental health issues. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That certainly seems to be the theme of what I've seen, at least in our school district, of Gallivan. There seems to be a fair amount of mental health needs that are up there, where now we have a counselor that is within the school. It's shared by a number of schools in the local area, but it's certainly something we need to go ahead and address. Before we go on, you have your trusty aide over there, Bessie Odom. You want to go ahead and make a few comments on this bill that we're hearing this afternoon? Ms. Odom, please identify yourself for the record. Go ahead and speak to it.
For the record, Bessie Odom, staff to Senator Gray Jackson. I do not have any additional comments. Thank you.
Are you in favor of the bill?
For the record, this is Bessie Odom. I am definitely in favor of this bill.
Okay, we just want to make sure. Okay. Is there any other committee discussion that needs to come forward on this bill? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee report out CS for Senate Bill 24 Finance, version 33LS0232/S, as in Selowik, from committee with individual recommendations and forthcoming fiscal note.
Thank you very much. Is there any objection to the motion to move it out of committee? So this bill moves out without objection. Please, we'll take an ad ease while we sign the record. Finance Committee back to order. This concludes our agenda for today. The next hearing is going to be on Monday morning, February 19th at 9 o'clock. We'll be hearing from the OMB director about the governor's amended budget. If there's no other business before the committee, we're adjourned at 1:55 p.m.